calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Okay, Kendra, I'm calling about a charge from Amazing Home Decor that showed up on my credit card this morning for something. I don't know what, because it's not anything that we made a purchase on. So can you help me figure out what this $56.95 charge from you all was?
Yes, ma'am. Could you provide me with their zip code?
73072.
Your first and last name?
It would have come on my husband's credit card at James T. Sparks.
Okay, and could you verify the address for the security of the account?
1899 Saddleback Boulevard, number 34, Norman, Oklahoma, 73072.
Okay, so I see that he paid the shipping and handling for the tactical bag.
Has that been shipped?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what is the $56.95 charge that was made on February 28th? What is that for? We did not authorize that.
Well, the $56.95 was for the membership fee. The tactical bag was a welcoming gift.
We do not want the membership. So can you please cancel that, give me a confirmation number, and send me an email confirmation that it has been canceled?
Your confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 259-123-894.
Okay, let me repeat that. C as in Charlie, 259-123-894.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you send me an email confirmation that that charge has been canceled and will be reimbursed to my account?
No, ma'am, but I can't offer a 35% refund. That cancellation just cancels the account. That does not cancel out the charge.
You're not going to reimburse me the $56.95?
I can offer a 35% refund, ma'am.
Okay. I have already reported this charge to the fraud unit on my credit card, and I will let them know that you have offered a 35% refund rather than the $56.95 which you charged me.
Did you dispute the charge, ma'am?
Yes, I did. I did not authorize it. There was nothing that we saw that was signing us up for any type of program. That was not clear, and it was a Walmart experience survey that my husband filled out, and at the end they said you get a free backpack if you pay the shipping, which is what he did, and then we get this $56.95. We don't want to be a member of anything, and we would like a full refund, but obviously all you're going to give us is 35%. So I will contact the fraud unit in with my credit card. I've already contacted them. I will give them an update of what your response to me was.
Well, ma'am, since you disputed the charge, we would need them to call in to verify it was dropped before we can issue any refund.
Okay, so you need my credit card to confirm to you. What are they needing to confirm to you?
That the dispute was dropped.
That dispute was dropped. Is this how you all do business all the time, that when someone contacts you and they don't want to be a member, you will not give them a full refund?
Well, ma'am, since there is a dispute in process, we can't issue any type of refund, even if it's full or not. We can't issue anything until your bank calls in.
Okay. I will let them know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.